For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Search crews are still sifting through the remnants of homes looking for any clue of human remains in the aftermath of the devastating campfire in the Northern California town of Paradise. More than 1,000 people are missing in the worst fire ever in state history. Hundreds of miles away in the Bay Area, KPIX TV reporter Maria Medina is talking to people who are breathing the bad air.
Sore throat, froggy voice, burn the eyes.
The unhealthy air is making Shannon McElyea, well, unhealthy.
I haven't been running, I haven't been walking, I haven't been doing anything that I really like to be outside.
But as the smoke settles over the Bay Area for the second weekend in a row, people are finding ways to spend their time indoors. Shannon and her friend Kevin Mackey are watching a movie.
I thought it would be fun to see a movie because the air is really bad.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Weeks after the election, it looks like the Georgia governor's race is finally over. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Democrat Stacey Abrams announced Friday that Brian Kemp, her Republican opponent in the Georgia gubernatorial race, would be certified as governor. A defiant Abrams said this is not over.
Make no mistake, the former Secretary of State was deliberate and intentional in his actions. I know that 8 years of systemic disenfranchisement, disinvestment, and incompetence had its desired effect on the electoral process in Georgia.
More than 60 Democratic women in the House have signed a letter pledging to support Nancy Pelosi's bid for Speaker in both the private ballot within the Democratic caucus later this month and on the House floor in January. The supporters include a number of incoming freshmen who previously were thought to be on the fence about supporting Pelosi. The signatories also include 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The president is handing out medals, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump is awarding seven people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, including Antonin Scalia, the late Supreme Court Justice.
Through nearly 900 written opinions and more than 30 years on the bench, Justice Scalia defended the American system of government and preserved the foundation of American freedom. Our whole nation is indeed indebted to Justice Scalia for his lifetime of noble and truly incredible service.
Others receiving the Award of Freedom: Elvis Presley, Babe Ruth, Roger Staubach, Alan Page, Orrin Hatch, and Miriam Adelson, a doctor, philanthropist, and humanitarian, and wife of Sheldon Adelson, considered one of the nation's most powerful Republican donors.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes tells us the latest award show has tanked in the ratings.
The question is America losing it for country music, or maybe just losing it for award shows in general? Wednesday night's 2018 CMA Awards posting a new all-time low in overnight ratings and shedding a massive chunk of that show's audience just since last year. The Country Music Association Awards diving 34% in the demo and 4.2 million viewers, or 30% lower in total viewers compared to last year. The prior lowest ever number had come in 2016.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.